Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everybody!
Oh. No, that's not what I say.
How are you, lads?
How are you, lads? Oh, my God, it's been that long. I forgot what I say. Hey, baby.
Hey, my love. How are we?
Nervous.
Long time no see.
No, I know.
Long time no hear. Literally no see. No see. No evil hear. No evil with you.
Gone.
Are you still gone?
I'm a wee bit nervous today.
Well, so is Viv, so are we. So it's all good, we're all nervous.
Oh, we're all pinging in the day.
Oh, pinging, I'm literally rattling back and forth. I think I need a day.
Oh, God, yeah. So how are you after all these weeks and us eating?
Literally having a clue what I could even speak shit about. I had to go through my photo album. I was like, what the fuck was I doing the past few weeks?
Do you know what it is? There's so, so much to talk about. And then your brain goes blank. And then you're like, what?
Always. So go on, tell me. Tell everyone.
Oh, my God. So me and Sean went to a Pretty Little Thing event last night. Which brings us on to, I need to talk about this, events in general.
Right.
How do you feel about events?
Well, the last event I was at now, before that, would have been Char's. So our baby Charlene went ahead and done our collection.
The two of us are painted and decorated and all it.
No,
by,
literally painted in it. But no, that was unbelievable. When I walked into there, that was in the Flying Duck and Dundrum. Got there late, clearly, because whoever arrives on time.
Yeah.
And then got there, she had like a little candy floss wall, she had her own bed, everything. It was just great. Her own bed, well, she had cocktail makers in a cocktail bar, and then she had other little bits around at the side, but it was just put together so good. DJ was unbelievable, vibes were kicking, cocktails were just a ball. That was my kind of event.
Yeah, because like, it's all about the vibe,
that's
isn't
also
it?
Also because it was my baby, and I know that no one could keep dragging me away from her. I was like, you leave her be.
Yeah.
But like, events are just hit and miss. It depends on who's who and what's what and what it actually is for.
Yeah, I find that you can gauge the vibe of an event within walking in
within two seconds.
Yeah,
like,
you know.
Last night I was like, right, I see a few people that I love. I was like, I'll have me catch up, and then I was like, that'll be me out the door.
Yeah.
Because obviously Shark liked me, so we weren't drinking like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I got one free cocktail now and they were massive.
Lovely.
Go on, tell me what you really want to talk about.
No, just events in general, because I think an awful lot of the time when people say that you do Instagram, and I'm air quoting that now, you just can't see me, like, you do Instagram, they're like, oh, all them events and all, you're so lucky and this, that and the other. And don't get me wrong, I think it's like, I'm very grateful for brands inviting me anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I know the effort that goes into organising them. It's a lot of fucking
money.
See
that last night?
Yeah. Perfect. Like, I really appreciate being asked anywhere, Sean, and I do. But the tricky thing of events with me, like I said, you gauge within the first 2 minutes when you walk in what the vibe is.
Yeah.
Sometimes the energy is like really high
and
it's great.
Really in your face and you're like, oh, I'm actually not on that level.
Or the energy, not even about people coming over to me, Sean. I feel when I walk into a room, I can feel it. And I can feel if the vibes are high or if the energy is low in the room. Do you know when you can just see people kind of looking at you?
Yeah.
And kind of scanning you. Like, looking you up and down, if you will. And there are people that you don't know, and you're like, I don't do that.
I scanned you because I didn't have a poxy clue who you were last night.
Imagine.
Oh, my God. Viv, let me tell you something. First of all, right, you walk into this event, and I'm fucking starving, like lapping, because I was with Shar earlier on today beforehand, well, aka yesterday, going around town in whatever we had to do for her, taking photos in the rain, all this jazz. So I was like, do you know what? We'll get a high one. I was like, we'll do that. But we kept pushing the time out. Shar was late, I was late, and I was like, oh no, I'm starving, I need to eat. So I'm going around to these people's tables that have already ate their food. Right, they've already ate. So I'm like, I was like hocus pocus sniffing that food out. That's what I was like. I said, no, please. So I'm like, hey, how should I eat duck spring rolls? Then I'm like, oh, what's that? See, chicken skewer. So I'm eating a chicken skewer, and she turns around. She was on front of me the whole time. Her hair was down to her arse. I haven't seen it that long in forever.
I had me back to him, right?
And I didn't know it was her.
I was just mooching around the place and I turned around. Sean is GEE deep in a chicken skewer, right? And I said, is he? And the people that were sitting in front of him at the table looked at me and they were pissing themselves laughing. Tipped him on the shoulder, he turned around and like that mouth stuffed with a chicken skewer. I said, are you for fucking real? And he was like, ooh, ooh.
I was starving. And first of all, I've never really seen you in a dress like that and it was massive on you. So that's why I didn't realise it was you.
No, I was like, the little fat fuck, he just wanted to eat something.
No, and that's because fat fuck, because you know I'm insecure about my body, so slap it, all right?
I said he just wanted to eat before he said
you now. Because you're back in the gym, you scumbag.
Oh, no, no, Sean. The face neck defect. It was in full effect last night.
So basically, babe, that's where we're at.
So that's what happened last night. But anyway, what I'm saying is when you walk in and sometimes you get people, and listen, people you've never met before and they don't know who you are and they're just looking at you, and some people have, or BF, have that little resting bitch face. They don't mean that and biased. Some people are anxious. They have that little sheepish look on them. I get it. But I kind of do just be a bit like, oh. And like, I walked in last night and I was like, oh God.
Yeah, but is that also you scanning their room? Like when you walk in?
Yeah, of course. When you're walking in anywhere, you scan the room and you look around. Oh, no, I just do
like
a little
brief scan, because if I look at them for more than 3 seconds, I'm like, no, don't.
I do just get a bit like, oh. And when somewhere, and I'm not saying about just last night, when somewhere is really packed. Remember we went to that other event around Christmas time and it was fucking jam.
Jammers.
And I was like, I can't even concentrate in here. Like the sensory overload was insane. So sometimes events can, again, get a little bit awkward because there's so many people that you know in one room. You lock eyes with someone that you know and you want to go over and hug and kiss, but they're in a conversation with someone else.
And then by the time you get over there, someone else has to grab them and you're like, ah, oh, fuck off.
Do you know what I mean?
No,
so
I
you
do,
don't even
because
get.
Someone took the chicken out of my mouth to try to get a selfie with me last night. And if you're listening to the podcast, that's bizarre behaviour. That's crazy behaviour. I'm sorry, but you can't make that make sense. If you see a human being standing there eating food in their mouth, don't take the food out of their hand and then try to get a selfie with your light on your phone. No. No, let me chew me food first and then I'll tell you to go fuck yourself. I'm sorry, excuse me.
Oh, God.
Do you know how hungry I was last night and they're trying to take the food away from me? No, nah.
Very good. But I just find that, like I said, you lock eyes with someone, they see that you've seen them. Yeah. So then you don't say hello at that point. So then I'm like, oh my God, do they think I'm rude for not going over and talking to them? But I didn't want to interrupt that conversation. So now it's all spooky now. And yeah. I don't
Look
know what's
now
going
on.
You're
freaked and you're like, I'm actually going to walk out the door.
It's and then people come over to you. Do you know
Is
what I can't
before or
stand?
After you have the umbrella?
That was my umbrella,
that
Sean.
That was not your umbrella.
Roll the tapes, check the cameras. My umbrella went in there with that. I was like Oppenheimer going into the fucking thing with my umbrella.
Like the pink pants that you fleece the place.
It was my umbrella. But anywho, what I can't stand, and this happens in events all the time, obviously because people are passing ships, so you just kind of half say hello to people. I fucking, with all my heart, hate small talk. It makes me chest lock. It makes me very anxious and hyperventilate. I don't like it. Hey, you look lovely.
No, just it's awkward small talk. Normal small talk is grand, as in like, look, I'll grab you, you know, like that kind of thing. But when it's awkward and they're just still standing there, I'm like,
people and it's real. Are you drinking?
That's the whole thing with the events. Do you know what I was
saying
last night?
That's what I mean. I feel like such a surface level arsehole when I'm just saying stupid things to people and walking away. So that makes me again feel like...
No, do you know what I said last night? And I absolutely nailed it on the head. It's like speed dating when you go to an event. It's like, bing, next round, someone's coming at you. You're like, fuck off.
It's a lot of pressure.
Want some chicken, fuck off.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. And then again, when you're in a room so full of people, right? Obviously... You follow a lot of people on Instagram, Sean.
I don't remember half their names.
Do you know I was looking people square in the face last night, right? That I follow, that I comment on the pictures, yes, I like all that stuff. Square in the face, I was looking at them and I didn't so much as smile at them because I just didn't know who they were.
No.
And people are probably going, is she for real standing in front of me?
No,
like,
I
she's
know,
not even
comments,
saying hello to me. And
but
I'm
it's
like,
awful.
I know.
That's the way my brain works. Someone was like, we both follow each other. You don't have to tell me her name. I was like, oh.
Hey, girl.
And then when I check.
But then you see them on Instagram, you're like, you look little, I love you. And you're like, what the fuck. Remember we were talking to Beth last night and I said, what fucks me up with events is you're so used to seeing people static.
You were saying that last night.
Still, then you're seeing people in motion and I'm like, wait, who are you? Because I've never seen you move before, so I've
only seen it on an iPhone screen, really.
Literally.
That's it.
So I don't know like what way you speak or what your characteristics are when you're talking, so your face changes, so I don't know who you are. It's a lot to take in.
Well, obviously, just let's bring it back because I'm going to go to a new story now and then we can bring it back. Someone came up to me the other night and was like, oh, very small and real person.
Sean, you always get that.
I suppose. Lads.
You're not a small
I
boy.
Am 5'8" and on a good day if I have some of our runners on, I'm a 5'9".
Yeah. I didn't think you were.
They were like, I thought you were about 6'1". Like, oh, small man syndrome. I said, excuse me, missus. Never even met you a day in my life. So yeah, that's that. I'm 5'8", lads. I'm actually very small. Don't know where you think God. I'm getting 6 foot something from.
Now, do you know what the gas part is?
No, tell me.
I obviously do be around you a lot. I'm 5'6" and a half, right?
It's 5'6" and a half.
I had to get measured every single time I went for chemo. I'm 5'6" and a half. And when I stand beside you, I don't feel like you're close on my height. Like, I'd say you're taller than me if somebody asked. And now I'm like, oh my God, are you nearly the same height as me?
No, actually, I'm 5'9" and a half. Okay. No, fuck off. You are not.
And a half.
And a half. No, so that's that. So now you can go back to your office.
Sean, I didn't think you are. I wouldn't call you a short king, like.
What?
I wouldn't call you a short king.
Yeah, well, apparently people think I'm a very tall king.
Okay.
Green joints.
It's the, you have the good legs, baby. I think that's why people
what good
think
legs?
You have sexy
I don't
legs.
Even stretch me photos. I don't even edit them.
No,
I think
you
just put them
just
up.
You have a good leg on you, so people are probably like, he's a big boy.
Well, I'm not.
Well, I'm just
and I'm 5'8", so there
you
go.
So stop telling him when you see him that he's a little Sylvanian family because oh, he's killed someone.
Come here, what you get last night after your event now? Because we're all supposed to be going to get high one. Then
right,
this,
so
this
me and
this.
Charlie, and we're so excited. We thought that we were going to get high
now,
one after the
put
event,
back
right?
At me.
We were so excited, and I haven't seen Cher in ages, and we just wanted
also
to bond.
Also haven't seen me in ages, but come on.
I seen you before I seen Cher, so we haven't bonded in a long time. All of us haven't bonded in a long time. I was excited for both years, our company. We got outside and I was like, high one, dee, 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 no. Dancing up the road. And Sean's like, I just want to go home to bed, actually. I was like, oh, he's going to giggle now and it's going to be a joke.
No, 110% get me home to bed.
I know, I just want to go home to bed.
I
like,
had 4 duck spring rolls. I had a chicken skewer.
Yeah,
I can't take
it
out.
But yeah, Sean basically was selfish fips last night and went home to bed and we were dying for a high one. So guess where I went?
Hillbillies.
It'd be princess dress, me no. Big goofy princess dress with a full smoky eye on. Hey, can I get a $10 Hillbillies? So when I used to get me chemo on a Thursday, we used to always
no,
go
you
to Texas
did.
Fried
you
Chicken
did,
afterwards and get it. Yeah, but me fucking taste palate was all over the shop at that stage. I was full of radioactivity and all the whole lot, so it tasted nice at the time. Now I don't like anymore.
Well, speaking of taste buds, let me tell you something, because
oh, you
I lost
that,
me taste and smell for 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
It's back now, though.
It's back now.
Lovely.
I didn't know what was happening. I was like, no, I'm doing COVID tests now. I was like, please, if it's COVID, I was like, right, I know you'll be back eventually, but please don't do this to me.
Yeah.
Taste and smell. It's my favourite thing ever, food.
I'd be delighted if that happened to me because I'd just start eating carrots and cabbage and all because it wouldn't matter. Because
that's all you can eat anyway.
Yeah.
You're allergic to everything.
Does it look like I eat carrots and cabbage because I'm built like a telephone box?
Yeah, nah.
But if that happened to me, that is all I'd eat. I'd just eat vegetables.
No, you wouldn't now. Imagine,
if I couldn't taste
yeah,
it,
but imagine
Sean,
having a little treat of like a little bit of curry sauce.
You can't taste it.
Yeah, but I know, but like,
yeah,
you'd
Brian.
Miss it. You'd miss it. No, it was just gloopy shit on them, we choked, and I said, this is weird. Still ordered all the takeaways, but like, I was like, this is eventually going to come back.
Maybe my taste will come back mid-dinner.
No, my taste came back after I got strep. What the fuck happened there?
Oh, you are bad with that as well.
I didn't even know what was happening.
That's going around at the minute, Viv, be careful.
Oh.
Oh, did...
Viv is calling me out. Why did you not?
I believe you.
Well, did you?
The throat pick.
Oh, you did need the throat pick because it got worse than that. So let me tell you something, Viv. I haven't gone around telling everyone I got strep. So as a child, I apparently was really bad with my tonsils, like tonsillitis all the time, blah, 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 blah. Now, I don't ever remember being in pain or nor do I remember ever having tonsillitis.
Right.
Because clearly I'm not well up there. So all I remember is fucking mad random
facts.
That
was real popular when we were younger, tonsillitis. Everybody used to be out skilled.
Yeah, that's because we're all scumbags back then. We never had the very liquid max to clean everything about you, right? But so there I was, and I was like, all I can remember was waking up in the hospital after me surgery, and I was 3 a.m, asking the nurse for Cocoa Pops. So that's all I have of recollection from all the way back in the time. I don't remember the pain. I don't remember what the fuck happened because I've never had it in my adulthood. So was out with me ma getting a few bits for the christening the weekend, and then I was like, no, I was in the hyphen. No, I mean like migraine. I was getting a migraine now. I don't get migraines like ever. Every 20, 30 seconds, I was getting a migraine. You know, when I swallowed my saliva and I was like, oh no, freaking out. I was being a little bastard to me. I was like, no, man, I was like, fuck off, you need my tits in. Then I had to go and do something for work, was anywho, for Instagram, never fell true. Got home, took a nap for half an hour, woke up, my whole throat was No, it was just closed. I was like, what's happening? Freaking out. So that just kept getting worse throughout the day. Then all these fucking fever, chills, everything started coming. Then I checked my temperature. My temperature was up over COVID. And I was like, no. Then I done a COVID test again. I was like, please tell me what's happening to me, buddy. So I was just persevering with that with cold and flu tablets. And then I was like, text me friend around the corner. I was like, no, please, because she knows every ins and outs of pharmacy. I was like, what's happening to me? And she was like, no, like, it's just cold and flu. And then I woke up throughout the night. So I fell asleep at 12. I woke up at 10 past 12. And in that 10 minute frame, the whole bed was dripping wet because of all the chills I had. I was in the nude. I wouldn't even mind I was in the nude. The fan was on one because I was a bit warm going to bed. Woke up, the whole bed was dripping wet, the whole top bit of the mattress. So I took that off, stood there, and then I was freezing. And then I put a little fucking snuddy on me. And I was roasting, then I was freezing, I didn't know what was happening to me body. Yeah. Then I tried to have a sup of water in my hole. It was like someone was fucking rock climbing in my throat. But instead of using all these whatever else they had to use, they were using glass to get up my throat. That's how bad it was. So I had to keep spitting out into a cup because I couldn't swallow.
Yeah.
Couldn't breathe, let alone swallow my own saliva.
You dehydrated.
Oh, it was the scariest thing ever. I was like, I'm going to die. Couldn't speak for 2 or 3 days. My body was probably like, you deserve that vocal rest. Literally, yeah. I was like a mute. But no, I genuinely didn't know what was happening. Often that space of a half an hour of a nap.
Yeah.
You just told me my whole throat was going to close up.
That would have been coming on you over the past, like, coming days. You know
yeah,
what
but
I mean?
Then after all my tablets, I don't, got me taste and smell back. So, worth it.
You're like, I'll take it all
and
over.
And that's that 360 story about me taste and smell.
There you go.
No, but fuck that. No. Very sorry I sent that and you just deleted, but that was my throat, girl. And if I had to live it, so did
she was like, you don't
you
have to tell me twice, I deleted that. Viv was after saying that Sean sending the picture in of his strep throat and his tonsils really disgusted her.
Yeah, because it was disgusting though.
Right, so what were we talking about before we got to your throat?
I don't really know. Just what we do, Carly. We just move on, baby.
Lads, off track as usual. All we ever do is spin
that
off
was
track.
Neat.
But obviously, not obviously actually, because some people probably follow the podcast page and don't follow me.
Right.
So if you follow me on Instagram, I literally was off for about a week. No drama at all. I came off Instagram. But I'm obviously not I've been having the best of times lately. And I am always the first person that says, when you're having a hard time, like, don't hide away from everybody. Don't bury yourself in it. Don't live in that place.
When I guess that bad, you need to.
Sean, I have no, like, middle ground. Like, my baseline basically doesn't exist. So I'm either on the fucking floor or up on the ceiling.
We know.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
Yeah. You'll never catch me kind of in the middle. But this time I was like, this mundane, fucking scary feeling of what am I doing? Where am I at? Like, I wasn't upset and screaming, crying my eyes out every day. I just felt low and I was just really fucking down. But what sent me over the edge with Instagram, and I said this to you, I went down one day and I was just scrolling and mindlessly scrolling, as we all do, just sitting fucking scrolling for no reason. Could have been doing so many better things with my time. And a video came up of a girl. It was a reel. And she was wakey-wakey and up out of bed. Big stretch. And she was waking up out of bed and I was like, fuck off.
Oh.
No, I was. And not to that girl. To the whole concept. I was like...
Not to that girl.
Not to that girl. To the concept. I was like, right. So that woman had to get up out of her car, go across the room, press record on her phone, scurry back to the bed, get in, and pretend to wake up and do a fake yawn, right? So nothing against this particular person. I actually can't even remember who it was now. I just remember seeing it and being like, what the fuck? Because this is the popular style of content at the moment, right? But to me, it's so fucking far from reality that I'm like... It sent me brain west. There's something a bit Black Mirror-y about all this for me. Then my brain started like going further into it and I was like, where's the fun gone? Everything is literally trying to by the book perfect. Perfect doesn't exist and people are trying to fit this fucking narrative or standard. It's the fun is gone. It's not a bit of crack anymore. Like I said, when I started Instagram,
oh
I was
sick. Oh my God, we used to rinse everyone.
Yeah, but I was sick at the time, right? So it was COVID and people was coming back, they gaff manky dirty, sitting in their pajamas, hair all over the shop, and Instagram was Mars coming on and giving out about their kids' skills being arseholes. People coming on in tracksuits, just having a fucking laugh. And that's what I loved about it. I loved just how people just popped on and just ran amok and had a ball. Now every second thing is paid partnership, collab. The only reason that I ever posted, especially in the past while, was for a collab. I stopped posting, just posting pictures of me and my friends having a bit of crack.
Yeah.
I stopped doing it. And then I was like, you're fucking one of them. You're conforming to this weird online patron. And then I was like, oh my God, what am I at? It just...
Well, that was like me. I saw it, be like, oh, if it's not a funny video, well, then it's not going to engage. So what's the point of me posting my day-to-day life? And it has fallen into it.
Yeah. So you fall into this fucking weird cycle. So when I went over to Chantelle's house in London, I went to bed one of the nights. I was there about 3 days at this stage. And I went to bed one of the nights and I thought to myself, oh, I'm not after posting that today. Like, I should have posted something today. And then I stopped myself and I was like, shut up, you fucking idiot.
To who? Like,
first of all, it's not my job. And it's not like I haven't got a job title. That's not my job. So I was like, why are you feeling guilty for not posting? You're falling into this hamster wheel and this fucking thing of feeling like you have to conform to this shite when this isn't you.
Yeah.
I didn't start Instagram, Sean, to review products or to do anything. I started Instagram when I got sick and I wanted to share my story for younger women to realise that it was possible for them to be unwell as well. And I wanted to help people. That was the only reason I was on Instagram, and it was the only reason that I got involved in it. Obviously, over time, I got better and then the dynamic changed. And then all I was doing was just kind of bits and pieces, like doing whatever people sending me stuff. And yeah.
Whatever brief they gave you, you're just
and
doing.
I wasn't doing what I wanted to do. Don't get me wrong. Love hair and makeup. Especially like I'm real. I never wear makeup in a regular week. But when I'm going out, it's everything. Like, I don't just wear natural girl makeup every day. Like, I'm either all or nothing. Again, my personality.
No, I know.
I'm either all in or all out.
Because you take your time doing it and you do be late.
But I love it and I love fashion and I love all that. But yeah, I just found myself kind of doing things that, don't get me wrong, I enjoy the products. I enjoyed that content sometimes, but I felt like I was dragging it out on myself and forcing myself to do these things. It just wasn't fun and it wasn't me anymore. And the more I thought about it, Sean, the more fucked up I got. And then I was thinking about the whole blue tick situation.
What do you mean? Like, what?
I won't pay for my Netflix. You want me to pay €17 a month for a blue tick?
110%. And the Charlotte Bourne was here, she won't be paying for that either.
No, because they don't be taking that many euros at me. I don't be listening that much. But like that even now, the only justification I've seen online, Chauncey, I haven't read into it, and I'll be honest with you, I haven't looked into it, but apparently there's like extra security on your account if you buy a blue tick.
Yeah, if you pay them €17 every month, obviously they're going to secure it.
We should actually be entitled to security on a social platform if we have a profile on it. Do you know what I mean? Like, since when do you have to pay for security? I just think that's a little bit fucked up, but people are justifying
money makes the world go around, baby.
Yeah, but people are justifying buying the blue tick saying that it's for security. To be honest with you, I think that's a cop out. I think it's good
in a way for like small businesses that are trying to start out, because that'll capture, you know, like if they're trying to send off to someone and like that's big and they'd be like, oh, they have a blue tick kind of thing. In that aspect, I think it's kind of good for them. To be fair, if you think about it, if we are a little small business and we couldn't really get our like whole thing started, and you're like, oh look, if you have a blue tick, more people engage in it, because they will, to see where it is.
I agree with you, because I see the positive of that, but the negative of that, if I was a business owner and I wanted my stuff, like if I want to get my product out there, I'd want to have enough trust in the product to believe that it's a good product and that people are going to enjoy it. I don't want to be buying again something so people will pay attention to it, like buying blue ticks so people will pay attention to the product.
But that's like saying if you're not going to pay €20,000 for marketing because you've trust in the product because you don't need to market.
Yeah, no, I know, but I don't think a blue tick is going to.
I think it'll help. It does slightly.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm not explaining myself correctly. I haven't got the words.
Did I just beat you? Yes. Yeah.
And then I think, especially for say the influencer end of it, right?
Yeah.
There are smaller influencers that do not get a look in, that have really good content.
Makeup by Jot. I feel like she should be good.
So I say this all the time, and if there's any one person that someone says to me about Instagram, I'm like, if there's one person I think should be up there with thousands of followers.
About our travelling.
Our content is beautiful. She works her hole off, and she does it because she genuinely has a love for it.
Yeah.
I just think she deserves to have all the followers in the world. So I see when smaller creators and or influencers, whatever you want to call them, want to have the same chance as people that are bigger. Like, I understand that. But now I think the blue tick is fucking everywhere. So it's polluted. Now it means nothing. I do think now you look at it and you're like, sure, fucking everybody can buy a blue tick. So it means nothing now. And then Monica MUA put up a video and she made a good point as well, is that people have been online and working their bollocks off for years and putting in the graft and doing the content, and if they're makeup artists, if they're like they're fashion influencers, whatever, like they have been putting blood, sweat and tears, their own money, their own time into mm-hmm. stuff, apart from say if they have their own job at home, or maybe they were trying to make it work as a job on its own, to just now come along and people is just buying blue ticks and you're just by the wayside now. But like you said yeah. about brands, that's why I retracted what I said, because that's what you're saying about brands. The blue tick is eye-catching for brands, and if people see the blue tick, automatically they're going to go, oh, lovely.
Oh, great brands.
Do you know what yeah. I mean? And I also think it's a very, very easy now standpoint for influencers to be taken advantage of, because bigger companies are going to see that these smaller influencers have paid for a blue tick, which to them shows they want to be big on Instagram. So do you know what? We're going to take advantage. We're not going to offer them the money that yeah. they actually probably should be getting, but we know they want it. So we'll give them a smaller offer because they want to get their page out there. So we'll get the work now for half nothing.
Yeah. They should have just changed the influencers that always got their, well, they got their blue tick from obviously just being in the articles and whatnot to a different colour, if that's the case. Yeah. And then you kind of know, do you get me? Like Ellie, Charlene, the other people, you'd be like, right, if you're gold or whatever, and then the people that are blue, but you'd know that they bought them kind of thing.
But again, it's just...
it's just the fucking fucked up.
It is. It's
money makes the world go round.
It makes it really difficult.
Without a shade.
It makes people to... very difficult to differentiate between real and like real and fake then, Sean. So a fake page can go on and buy a fucking blue tick now, and you don't know. That's what I meant about like businesses and stuff. You're like, it's great for a business, but you're like, do you trust the product? Because you don't know if the business is real or fake.
Yeah.
The product is probably shite, and there you are with your blue tick. That's what I was trying to say earlier on.
There you go.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
No, because you made perfect sense on what you were saying. It's two different things.
And that's that.
But yeah, so anyway, that was just a contribution as to why I felt the way I did about Instagram. I, as of right now, don't know what I want to do with Instagram. I don't know if I want to keep working or doing like collabs and stuff like alongside with companies. I don't know if that's what I want. I know that I want to definitely get back involved with like, it doesn't necessarily have to be breast cancer. I just want to help people. I like charity. I like helping people. I like knowing about people, Sean. I like knowing why people feel the way they do. Why I like knowing people's stories. That's what I love. And I love the essence of people. Mm-hmm. Instagram and the internet obviously
the
takes that away.
Of people, that was lovely.
I love that though. And Instagram tends to take that away. So I'm like, do I want to go back to, like if I could get a 9-to-5, do I want to go back to retail? Do I want to work in a 9-to-5 in an office job? I like being around people, and I think it's very important for human development as well. And it's a huge thing that's been taken away from us. And I find that people's social skills are on the fucking floor now because everything is behind screens. I need interaction to survive. Humans need interaction to survive. But me, particularly, one thing that I've learned about myself, especially over the past couple of weeks, is that human connection to me is huge. And it that's what makes me thrive and makes me feel good in myself. And I find that the human connection that I value the most is the human connection away from screens.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went...
like work.
Yeah, when I went to do the inner child workshop with Hannah and Emmett that I'm really, really close with, that do the Reiki and the yoga and stuff. When I went to do that workshop, like, I adored that room. There was no phones on. Mm-hmm. Nobody was taking pictures or video on that. And it was just sitting and really getting to know people and knowing why they are the way they are, and people crying together and just having a hug and understanding each other. Like, that's... So that recharges me and that makes my heart so fucking happy.
So
why
don't you look into doing stuff like that then?
Yeah, that's what, but this is what I've had to figure out. So I'm like, Instagram is so beneficial when it comes to like businesses and stuff. And if you use it correctly, you can utilize it properly. It's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
But it also drains me soul at the same time.
So you're just at a loss right now?
Yeah, just at a bit of a crossroads and a bit of a standstill. If I struggle with balance in every aspect of my life, like a centimeter on the floor or on the ceiling. If I could balance bringing fun back into me Instagram and using it to help people and also still doing the hair and makeup thing, which I love, and make it a balance, that'd be great. That's something I struggle with. But if I could come to grips with that, I'd love it.
So look at you.
How did you end up, do you feel like when you left your job and came into the social media world, is that when you feel like?
At the start.
Right.
But obviously, like, I was kind of like, when I was in there, like, we were like, what was it that we had, like, over 200 staff? So you're going to fucking see people all day, every day, running through nurses, all this, and it's just always
hustle
just
and bustle.
Good,
it was a
good
buzz,
vibes.
Like,
we all had our rants together, we all got over it, and then we always leave on a high.
Yeah.
Sometimes we didn't, and that's where the wine came in, but we'd go next door, and it'd just be a ball.
Yeah.
Like you said, just human interaction, basically.
You need it.
Best things ever, but we all just became the best of friends.
Yeah.
So you're going and see your best friends, and then when you come home, you're going to see your best friends. So, like, how can you not be on a high kind of thing? Do you know what I mean?
When you look back at it, like...
Well, obviously, that whole ankle thing happened. Then I never went back. And then I done social media. But I was like, no, this is the loneliest I've ever been. The loneliest. So
what changed from the start of the social media thing? What changed for you? When do you feel like you felt that change? Were you long doing it? Was there any pinnacle moment where you were like, this isn't for me? Or how did that happen?
Like, when did I kind of start really growing? Like, when...
Well, COVID, your page started growing.
Yeah. And then I kind of come back to the dentist.
When you left the dentist, Sean, I'm saying when you decided, I'm going to do the social media thing, were you doing it long before you went, oh, this is so lonely?
No, I loved it when I was doing it.
Right.
Well, I loved it when I was doing it in work because I always had the ideas from work. And then when I came out of it, then I was like, oh, ideas were all, like, they were still there. And then I was like, yeah, it's happening. Then the whole ankle thing happened. And then I just absolutely went and disheveled, like, Salbadine, like you would always say.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, no. I physically have nothing. Like, I have no one. Like,
your little heart was broken.
My heart was broken. Yeah. So I was like, no, fuck this shit. Then obviously went into the depths of shite. Then we came out of it. Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? I was like, I never, ever, ever want to feel like that again. I was like, because it was the most disgusting way I've ever felt, and nobody should ever feel like that in their own self, because it's only life at the end of the day, and it is fucking a crazy world that we live in. But so I was like, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to maybe just pack up my shit and go. So that's what I'm doing, guys. So in a few weeks your boy is getting out of here, and the way I'm looking at it is that because I came out of this little deep place that I was in, and I'm starting my life on a high, I'm also leaving the great people behind me that have pieced my little life together, and we'll have a little going away party, and everyone that'll be there will just be intimate. Love yous all so much, and yous all have been a great part of my life somewhere there then. Piece my little chapter. It's not the end. It's what do we say?
That's
not
the end. It's
only
beginning.
Not a goodbye. It's
see
you later. But now I need to do this for me. So
are you going to tell everybody where you're going?
I'm going to Vietnam first. I'm going to Bali, and then I'm going to Sydney.
Wow.
So this
for you is a...
Oh my God, this is huge.
Humongous step, but it is something that you've spoken about for the longest time.
I'm speaking of... anyone that has listened to this, even in work, to be like, no, you're not even still going. And even in my head right now, because I can't think about, like, I know it's only a few weeks away. It's literally what? It's literally like a month and a bit away.
Yeah.
But I can't even think about packing. I won't even go and buy a suitcase. I can't think. And my attic's like a bomb site. And I know the only way I can organise my case is if I organise the attic, because I know where everything is.
So you're almost holding off.
No, I'm just going up to the attic and I know where little bits are. And I'm like, that's all I need today. So I'm like, no, if I clean that down to me inside,
shit, this is real.
It's real.
Yeah.
Like, no. And then the worst thing is Mama P's going to be away because we mixed our dates up. So Mama P won't even be there to wish me farewell. Me little ma. I know.
Hardly
I know,
sure.
But like, no, that's why we're having a little going away party sooner. But I also think that maybe this would probably be better for me not to have her there.
Do you know what? You're probably right.
And yeah, but no, me little heart is
right,
broke.
So can I pick your brain a little?
Yeah, obviously, go ahead and pick it.
So when was the first initial thought to, and I don't mean for this particular trip, I mean, when was your first initial thought that you wanted to move away? When did that become apparent?
I was about 18.
Right.
I'm saying that since I'm about 18. I'm not joking. I think I printed
out.
And
was it always Australia?
Always Australia.
Right, okay.
Always Australia. And then
what
I meant
attracted
to write down
you to Australia that you wanted to go? Was it that everybody was going at that time, or was there a particular
reason? Just think from kind of hearing from, like, on my brother's side, like all his friends, because they were all, he's 6 years older than me.
Yeah.
So they're always like coming back at Christmas and they'd be like, oh my God, like they just had a ball kind of thing. And then you just hear from like groups of friends be like, oh my God, I lived there for like, I was only supposed to be there for a year. That Vicky from Tree Dental, she's the one that has always all the stories. She's like, Sean, it'd be the best thing you ever do. She like went there and she was like, had about $7,000. She like spent in about 5 weeks. She's like, Sean, but honestly, she's like, when you're literally at your poorest, she was like, everyone around you is at your poorest. That's when the memories are made. She's like, you blow up mattress, this, and this. And she's like, and then you're living on a farm. The farmers run after with the smoking mouth. Oh, and you're just getting pissed after work. All these things. She's like, Sean, you couldn't beat it. She's like, honestly, she was like, I done me 5 years. And she's like, and I found out who I was. And she's like, and I came home and now I have my family. And she's like, but I'd never ever take it back. So she's one of the main reasons. And then with Vicky, you'd have Sean Award. She's like up higher in Tree Dental. She lived there for a few years. She had the best time ever. So listening to positive sides and looking at how far they've come through life, when they come home, I'm like, oh my God, right, absolutely, let's do it. But yeah, no, I just feel like it's going to be the little making of me.
I feel like me and you are in a similar position at the moment, where me and you are in similar of age and we're both still living at home.
Yeah.
I think that's a very difficult thing when you're at your age to...
Because we can always fall back on home if anything goes to shit. We're like, oh, well, I'm just going to lock myself in my room, in my house, and no one's going to judge me about it.
Yeah.
But it also, it's bad for you as well. Do you get me?
Of course it is. And it is. Living, like, as much as I love me ma, and I'd never take away, like, Sean, you know, she does everything for
everything.
Me, and I can't cope. But I'm getting to a stage now where I'm 28. Like, I need to stand on my own. Like, I need to learn how to look after my own self. And I know it's desperate. But if you left me on my own for 2 weeks, like, I'm baffled, because it's just something I'm not used to. And I feel like you're very similar as well. I think this will be your chance to stand on your own 2 feet. And this is when you learn about yourself. Yeah. When you get your head together, like, finance-wise and life-wise, like, this is when all your...
Oh, everything. Like, bills-wise, you know, like, your mum be like, right, Grant, just sort me that out next week, whereas this isn't going to happen, because I show you little 750 a week.
$750
a week?
Yeah.
Where am I getting $750 a week, first of all, because what job is taking me on?
Yeah.
But, like, no, see, that's the whole initial thought. Like, see this, like, that's making me sick, and now even talking about the whole...
But what I love about your friends being really honest with you, being like, look, when you're on your hole and you're having a fucking cent, like... Yeah. That's where you learn, Sean. Because you have to get your money from somewhere.
No, you have to.
So you will go out and get
a job.
That's
why I panic.
And you, but don't, though, because it will... When you have to do something in this life, Sean, you will do it.
Look, dentists and all, I can't wait to go back to work, like you were saying. We're literally on the exact same path. Can't wait to go back to work, but also can't wait to have a little job or two on Instagram as well.
And what you just said there as well, you were like, oh, I loved Instagram when I was in work, because you had the work-life balance and it worked for you. So now you're going to go back over there. I'm sure you're going to be hopping off the walls on Instagram when you're over there, because, again, you're going to have your job during the day and you're going to come home and you're going to be full of stories. You're going to have so much going on that you're going to find the love for it again, and you're going to be sharing genuine content that you love. It's not forced. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But like your friend said, and I'm glad that she put it in a positive light, that when you're on your hole, there's everybody around you. You're going to be grand. You're going to make it.
Everyone
and
is
you
like
will
that.
Find a way to make it, whereas you've never been in that position before. You've always had your mouth in your hole, and so have
I. 20 minutes of my brain that
can't go to the fridge
fine.
On me own, Sean. So I know what you're like. Like, I know what you're like, but I think it will be the making of you as a human being. I think you're going to learn so much about yourself that you don't know. But I'm going to be honest with you. When you said
you were
going, when you said you were going, I was a little bit nervous at first, because I was like, right.
Was that before or after you started blabbing it to everyone? Because people keep coming up to me saying, oh, I heard you went going through Carly. Yeah, did you? Because no one else knew. Mouth on mouth, Mahadi.
I'm fucking saying in front of me, oh, well, I'd be gone in a few weeks or something. And I'm like, yeah, like, I don't mean to let it slip. But what I was going to say was, when you first said it to me, I was like, is he just running from himself?
Oh no. No, I want to start my whole chapter.
Yeah.
Like, happy.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Whereas, like, I've obviously, like, this is like a whole new life to me. Like, do you get me? So, like, not leaving all this behind, leaving everything that I've learned from here and growth and going there. But I'm starting because I'm literally on a high ever since that. I was like, no, I'm actually fine now after this whole depression.
You just know you're ready.
I want to start a whole new life on a high. What have we got here? Please tell me if I want to go back to work or not. Please tell me, you want me to spend $2,500 for a one bedroom apartment over here? I can't even do that. And the only thing we can do is Poxy, Kyle, Mark Harton, our Funky Monkey mini golf. Like, you go to London and you can go around and you can have a ball. You're going in the little fucking laser beam. You got your cocktails handed to you.
Monkey.
What do we have? Please tell me nothing. So this is my realization thinking about it. I was like, no, yeah. Sean, you're going to go back to work. And it's probably not going to be going to Three Dances because I've been back and forth 9 times. So I can't actually go back there.
You're completely right in what you're saying and where you're going.
No, I know.
The quality of life is completely different.
Completely different. And everything that keeps popping up on my TikTok now, I swear my phone just heard Sydney and it's like,
of course, here we go.
The little 6 a.m. kayakings and the... no, I can't. So I won't be doing that now, but I'm just saying little things like that.
Anybody I know that lives
the raves and all besides Sydney Harbour. Yeah. Mammy, New
it.
Year's.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be there for Christmas. Yeah. Going to be scalded.
Anybody that I know. One thing I will say about Australia and being very honest with you, it's either you're all in or you're all in.
110%.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Nobody's ever really like, it was all right. People are either like, I'm going to raise my family there and I'm going back and
I love it.
Or fuck that, I'm a homeboard and I want to stay in Ireland. Mm-hmm. It's always one or the other. But I have friends, Jesus Christ, that went over their homeboards being like, I'm only going for the year, I won't be back. And they're fucking like residents now. Do you know what I'm saying? So I really hope that you get over there. And Sean, if you want to come home after a year, come home after a year.
I'll be home after Vietnam. Have €4. €4 home after Vietnam.
Can I just say something to you? And I'm going to say you're it to you now. Say so it you anyway, tell of course me. I will. So you can listen back to it. Don't let your ego get in the way of you. If you feel that you want to come home, come home. Oh, don't be fucking obviously. Minding anybody else.
Do you think
Mama
P is going to keep that door closed to me?
No, not that you feel like you can come back. I'm saying though, do you know the way people are being there going, you're not going to go, you won't last. As in like the only time. Last,
I couldn't give a fuck if I lasted 2 weeks.
That's
I'm like,
what I'm
had
saying.
A ball for 2 weeks and now I'm home.
Yeah.
Also, please let me just cut across there. Do you know who actually just handed our notice in from across the way working there since she's 17 and is coming? Ashley Ruth. Ginger, no, Ashley Ruth is coming. So you enjoy that. She doesn't listen to the podcast anyway.
I was going to say, are you allowed out her? Is this officially?
Oh, she already handed that in. She's like, I won't be walking here.
Right.
So yeah, she's coming there.
Congratulations, girl.
So I have one friend that I have my childhood friend going over. So
brilliant.
That's grand.
That's
now, I also told her that I couldn't possibly maybe not be living with her because you don't know what Ashley you're going to get. Some days it's going to be like, do not speak to me. So she actually petrifies the life out me. So I'd like to just keep it on a high. So you get your one bedroom apartment and I visit you every second day, baby.
I feel like when you're going over there, I think when you're going with any sort of friend, you have to have an open mind
always.
And just say, look, you're here for you. I'm here for me. Paths may veer and go different edges. Like I look after you and I'm here for you, but I have to live my life the way I have to live. Yeah. This is a huge change.
You said it literally perfectly the way I want, the way I said it to her.
Yeah.
And she was like, look, and I thought it was going to be, I was like, oh God. I was like, I actually am doing this for me. And I was like, and I'm coming out of that depression to start unhappy. So I don't really want to be like, I have to do this because Ash is here. I have to do this. I was like, I'm doing this for me. So she was like, look, you'll always have a bed at my apartment if you need to be. She was like, and that's fine. She's like, we'll see each other when we see each other and it's going to be the best time ever. So to hear that from her, oh my God, it felt like a whole weight was lifted off my shoulder.
This conversation needs to be had. And it's an uncomfortable conversation as well because there's some friends, right, that would be very dependent on the other and expect them to go, well, you can't go to the toilet without me or you can't go this place without me and you have to stay with me every day because I don't want to be on my own. And then there's other friends that are like,
other
you know
friends
what?
That are actually like that, but they need each other for that and they love it.
Yeah,
kind of
yeah.
Thing like that's their safety net. But.
And then there's some people that want to go and explore and kind of want to find their own feet and have to do this for themselves. And you particularly are talking about this, Sean, coming up on 10 years now.
No,
do you
literally.
Know what I'm saying? You have now finally decided to do this. This has to be for you. This is your time to be selfish.
Imagine I never went.
This is your time to be selfish.
No,
and
I
you
know.
Have to get whatever this is out of your system. It has to happen. And I don't want you to ever have regrets about something.
And come here now, let me tell you, remember we were talking about reassurance because the both of us need to be reassured about life every 2 seconds. So very grateful for Alison May Keach for listening to this podcast. So she has friends in Australia, Amy and Ash, and they come home at Christmas time. So obviously me being with Alison all the time, I get to be intertwined in that friend group. But I kind of knew them growing up, but I never knew Ash Dixon.
Yeah, yeah.
Love Amy Foley, she's nuts. But we kind of grew a bond and Ash came to Ibiza with us. And then we were kind of like, you know, when we're just together, it's just a good vibe. Honestly,
it's an easy friendship.
Oh my God. Like literally, it was that good of a vibe that it was like in the smoking area. We're like, oh my God, would we just book it? And like, I think I got paid off a collab one day and I was like, oh, I'll just book it, will I? I nearly booked it for literally just 2 weeks for Australia. That's how much I was just loving life about them talking about it. And I was like, oh my God, I need to get over there. So long story short, tell Ash that I booked it. Now I'll be living with Ash. So Ash is home, I think, next week for 2 or 3 weeks. So that's my reassurance there. Ash was saying that when you get there, I think our housemate is going to be gone. So your room is already there. everything is sorted. Yeah. And then Cassie, that lives there with her as well, we go back and forth on voice notes. So she's like, Sean, reassurance queen, don't worry. She's like, you keep panicking to me every day. She's like, but we're home together. She's like, we'll come down to it. We'll pack a case and we'll take a case home and put it in the room for you. So I don't even have to worry about that. So all this reassurance that I still need to be reassured about, knowing quite well it is going to be fine. It's just a panic and fear of my little fee stepping into Sydney by myself, because Nadine, that I'm going with, Nadine is one of me Barbara. Now you'd obviously see her, but we've been on many holidays together to get Gran Canaria. So the only way I keep explaining it is that Nadine is me barber, going with one of her barber friends. And then we have a Terry that's gone, but now Terry's at the Texan and he isn't gone. Never met Terry day in my life, but I know he's Nadine's friend. And then we have Abby. Abby is also back to back with Nadine in the barber. So I know her because how long am I getting my hair cut off Nadine? So we just kill each other, but it's good vibes. And I was like, we will have a little ball. Another girl's supposed to be coming, but she's not going to be, and now she's meeting us in Bali. And then I think someone else is coming. Anyhow, I think going with a group that is your friends but isn't your friend, because it's no skin off your nose of people drop out. So Terry saying there, like, oh look, I think I'm just gonna go to Canada instead. Now I was like, oh well, I actually don't know you anyway.
I was buzzing to
make a memory or two with you, but I actually don't know you. So I was like, that's no skin off my nose, wish you well in Canada kind of thing.
Of course.
So basically very scared and just don't know really what's gonna happen, but that's the fear of unknown. If you want to go away and you hear people are going away as a like different group and you know that like of them, by all means, I'd say they're the best options for you to get up and go, because if anyone's dropping off like flies, you're like, oh, I actually physically don't have that much of a relationship. But would have loved to get to know you on the relationship. Lovely knowing you. But yeah, it's no skin off your nose. Whereas if you're going with a group of friends, see, I thought Alison was going to come.
You're
getting
panicky and stuff if they decide not to.
But like, no, it's like she's like, oh, I'm not going. Or then it's like, you hear someone else like, oh, I'm going to go. But then it's like, I'm not going. You can go vicious at them. You'd be like, why'd you keep saying kind of thing? Do you know what I mean?
Well, and that's where fights start. I wouldn't start on the bus.
No, I absolutely would. Why would you? Yeah, like, don't keep telling me you're going to do this and then don't do it. Do you get me?
See, I'm just real. If I'm going to go, I'm going to go. If you're coming, you're coming. If you're not, you're not. It's a good option to go with people that you, none of yous like that have to do, that yous are doing.
It's,
do you
nothing, it's nothing serious.
Yeah.
But the only thing is, Nadine's going to Melbourne.
Okay.
Abby's going travelling with Ellie.
Okay.
So she's going, because she was supposed to go. And then it's little me going into Sydney by myself. Ah.
Oh, you're
going to
be fine. I actually think it's better for you.
So it's cramped.
Yeah, I think it's better for you to have that flight in your own, because it's emotional, Sean. Like, sometimes you kind of have to sit with your feelings and just take in what you're about to do and where you're going, and just have that little time to yourself. And then when you arrive there, bang, you're there. Like,
bang, I'm there.
But you're after thinking of everything. Your feelings are after settling.
No, now that I'm speaking about, I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to go. But I'm telling you now, somewhere in, I'd say the next 3 hours, I'm like, whoo, shit myself.
Will you do me a favour, right?
So I will, what's your favour, my love?
That you're going to be getting that flight on your own from wherever you're going to Sydney, or wherever you're going to be to Sydney. I know it's something that you're not interested in. I know it's something that you're not arsed
with. Will you do me a favour? I know you're not interested in it, but will you do me a favour? What is it?
But it will be beneficial to you in years to come. Will you just get a little notebook and a little pen and just write how you're feeling when you're flying into Sydney?
Oh my God, I was going to do like little recordings.
Yeah.
Me like a little air.
Will you just journal for me?
Yeah.
Because phones, memory goes on phones, you lose shit sometimes and you don't have hold of it. I want you to have something physical of how you are feeling when you are going into
Sydney.
That's
what I wanted to do in my head anyway. I wanted to have it on my notes and my bullet points and then put the screenshot up for people to be like, this is what I was feeling.
And then when you have a little scrapbook in years to come, you can stick it into a scrapbook and you can look back on it.
On my memory box, I can put it in. Yeah. Maybe left at home. But I was only looking at that the other day, sobbing my eyeballs out in the attic. Yeah. Sobbing.
But journaling is very different to writing notes on your phone. It's not the same thing. Write it down physically, get it out there. It's just something special to hold on to.
You buy me that notepad when I'm going.
Of course I will.
Brilliant.
Good for the heart, good for the head.
And then when I land in Sydney, I write it again. The end. Flight home to Dublin. Thank you.
I'm actually going home.
I ain't going home. No, I'll have a festival and all booked when I get there, can't we?
Like, I'm so excited for you. It's something that I always said I'd like to do. I'd like to do a year. I'm one of them. I do the year, see how I felt. I probably come home after.
Let's go.
Do you know what? You go over. I'll get a gauge off you and see how you feel. And obviously, Sean, I couldn't go now. I have no bleeding scent. Imagine me. I'd like to travel. I'd like to do like Bali and Thailand and stuff anyway. So if I went to do that next year and you are settled over there, of course I go over for 2 weeks and say hello to you.
Bali? Now that you just brought that up, actually, because I don't know how it hasn't even come into my mind here when I was getting my injections done on Grafton Street. I go into one, into our little office, right? Into our little office. I said, no, mammy, she's sitting there chit-chatting me and Abby were there. And I was like, oh, here. She's like, so yeah, in Bali. And I was like, Bali belly, obviously. And she's like, yeah, so you can't eat, right? Can't eat shellfish, obviously. Then she's like, can't eat me. Can't eat veg or can't eat fruit. And what else? She said, you can't eat. And I said, so what poxy can I eat? Just the air? I said, I'd probably get Bali belly off of that. So basically, the water's that dirty in Bali. Now, the water that, you know, do you ever see like the sunsets and you think, oh, that's massive?
Beautiful.
Don't let that fool you. Okay. So she had a diagram up, right? Like a little before and after. One had dirty water with no ices in it. And one had ices in the water tank. And the fucking water was crystal clear blue because all the ices suck all the dirt out the water and shove it into that shelf. So if you go and eat them, you'd be basically on the pot and you'd be suicidal dead. So right, any fish okay. that's in that water, it's eating all that, and that's what's in that fucking protein in their bones or whatever that fucking thing you want to be with. Disgusting.
Right.
Disgusting.
Okay.
Then you can't tell me how I can't have fruit. I can't have fruit.
Can't have
I can't
fruit.
Even have a bit of watermelon because I might be very sick. Can't buy anything on the side of the street. Can't have no meat.
Right, so
can't
is
have
this,
ice in your drink.
Can I ask you a question? Is this for a couple of days when
this
you get there?
This is for Bali, just for the whole time. Yeah, they can't
so
have
what
nothing.
Do people do when they're on holidays?
What am I supposed to eat?
So what do people do when they're on holidays?
She said you should become vegan.
Give it over. Sean, get the shits for 2 days and get it out of your system.
Oh, no.
Fine.
She was telling me, and then she was saying animals, avoid them at all costs. She was like, don't look at them. She's like, because we get bitch like rabies and she's telling me all these mad things.
Is this but Tuesday,
no.
Someone.
I'm telling you, she was showing us the whole thing. She had
Sean, all I see is people playing with puppies, eating that,
no,
and they want to eat over there.
No.
How have I got so many friends that live in Bali that are surviving absolutely
yeah,
fine
no,
and eating everything?
Now, could you see Sinead Hegarty and Siobhan O'Hagan and all? Because they used to live up over there. They'd be eating their steaks now, but I'm like, is that very, very fancy steak that's just imported
no,
there for
Sean,
them?
There's people I know living there years and they're fresh
years?
Going around eating food.
Who?
Loads of people.
Who?
Your man Kegs was there for ages. My friend Niamh is over
Kegs.
There all the time.
You don't know him years.
Oh?
You don't know
they
him
lived
years.
There years, I said.
Yeah.
They're living there years. Niamh Marie lived over there for the whole fucking past 3 summers or something. She's fresh living over there.
Well, I can't even picture now what they're after being eaten.
So why don't you contact them and ask them?
No, not yet. Well, Sinead wants to collect me from the airport. Everyone's frenzy from me on the airport of Sydney. Hello, motherfuckers.
Yeah, deadly.
But
no, you can eat food.
So that's where I was going with the Bali belly because she told me not to eat nothing. I said, oh, brilliant. And she said, and also don't be buying the bottles of water off the people on the side of the street because they've basically open it, fill it up with the tap water and then basically glue it back shut. So you can't eat, drink that water because clearly you're going to die. So she's like, yes. She's like, don't trust anyone. So what am I supposed
don't
to do?
Don't trust anyone. Don't eat. Don't drink.
No,
don't trust
no,
anyone.
Swear.
But I'm just baffled as to how people go on holiday and they're able to eat and this girl's telling you can't eat over there. So I'm just a bit confused.
No. And a monkey. What is it? She was like, don't get this one. I don't know if she said don't get this one for the rabies. It was another one. I was like, how much is it? And she's like, yeah. She's like, basically, if you get this here, you'll still have to go straight to hospital if anything like touches off you or bites you, like, right? And I was like, all right, Grant. She's like, straight to hospital. And then she's like, and then you get your injection. And then she's like, and then you're left for a few days. Then you get another injection. And then you have to wait another like 17 days. She's like, so basically, you cannot leave. Whether you think you're traveling or not, she's like, you can't leave because you have to stick to the hospital like routine because like it's that dangerous. And I was like, so what is the point in me paying you if this is still going to happen? She's like, that's why I'm telling you not to get it. She's like, you're going to have to go to the hospital regardless. And I was like, so she's like, it'll minimise it very slightly, but you're still going to have to stay there for so many days and get 3 different like injections if you get. And I was like, so now I can't even walk on the street. She's like, no, just avoid all them animals at all costs. I was like, do you ever see them monkeys that are taking selfies with the phones and all?
They're over there whipping horses and all that. You'd want to watch them monkeys rob you blind.
Why are they going to rob off me? My phone's only going to be in my hand. That's about it.
Imagine a monkey having a scrap off you if you have
a phone and a little Vietnamese. Is that how can you even say that word?
Vietnamese?
Little man. Vietnamese, whatever that
Vietnamese.
Word is.
Vietnamese.
Little
Vietnamese.
Man. Come on.
But can't. Now I'm raising that girl actually got to have a conversation with you because now you're shitting.
No, I'm not.
Now you're pinging.
No,
you can't
I'm
do
not.
That.
I'm going to go on to one of the influencers there. I'm going to go on to that little Bali thing and I'm going to see where that food place
is. Text Jodie.
Yeah, very true. I was already looking at her thing. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. So yeah, that's that. There's some news for you. Now, in saying that, if I do have a mental breakdown or two within the coming weeks, I probably will still be here recording. So I'm not even lying and I'm not even ashamed to say that. I probably will, but I'm also in my head right now. I'm in Sydney.
This is what you're doing now.
This is what I'm doing right now.
It's nobody's business. If you go, if you don't go, if you go forever, if you go for the day,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. This is what your plan is at the moment and that's it.
And that's that.
But Are you going to continue on using Instagram when you go over there?
Like you were saying, you literally took two words out of my mouth. I think because I'll have, like, again, being at home is lonely. I don't have stories, whereas if I'm in work,
yeah,
I have loads of little funny stories with the girls, and I'm like, right, that'll get me brain going. Whereas if I'm traveling, obviously I'm gonna have to have a story.
Yeah,
I'm going around the Vietnam loop, whatever that is.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to be eating scorpion. I absolutely will get bally belly. Yeah. You know what's gonna happen, but their little stories, for that's gonna be great.
Would you think about a podcast or a YouTube when you're over there? Would you do something like that?
Ah, not at all. I invite you to every day coming into this studio. You want me to do that over there?
I was just asking.
No, we'll say, look, honestly, I don't have anything planned out. I just need to get there and I'm just going to play it day by day.
Dead.
Because everyone says that if you have an expectation for it, like, everything changes. Like Marie. Everything. I was supposed to go with Marie from Tree Dental. You know Ginger Marie that used to be on my stories?
Yeah.
I used to, we were supposed to go with her, but she's the one that's over there months and months now. Because we done the visa thing and I never followed through with it.
Right.
I was that person, so she had other people to go with. And she's like, she's like, when you get there, but I don't want any confirmation off you until it's a physical flight. She's like, so don't keep telling me you're going to come because it annoyed me. And I was like, that's very true.
She's over there
and she's like, Sean, oh, we have to be cleaning the hospital now for 2 days. She's like, because all your money just falls through your hands.
Yeah.
She was like, and now we're on a farm. She was like,
Sean, I think that hostel life will do you good. I won't be in a hostel.
I'm going straight to a house.
You're going to have to do your farm work if you want to stay.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
But that's in the middle of nowhere.
Did you ever see Peter Hopkins? Mad bastard.
But he's built different, in fairness.
He's having the best time of his life.
Like, Peter's been a workhorse all his life. Do you know what I mean? You're a bit fruity about things. You're like, eh, that dirty. Whereas Peter just fucking get knee deep in something and he wouldn't care. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the way he is. I don't feel like you're like
that. I think I'll have a ball on the farm.
No, I think you'll have fun on a farm, but I think, like, you're just...
And I want to do construction.
Sorry, what?
I want to do the little... blow a whistle for 100 grand a year. Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that.
Exactly. But you're saying construction. I thought you meant driving a fucking forklift.
Yeah, you can do that.
Beep beep. Imagine you driving a forklift. Girls, out of the way now.
No, honestly, just want to do loads a little bit. Sure, I think Ashley doesn't even want to be an accountant anymore. She wants to do admin.
Oh, there you go.
It's mental.
I'm just so excited to watch how it unfolds for you.
I'm absolutely going to be in my room playing Fortnite in about 4 weeks and I won't be on that flight.
No, you will. I hope to God you turn into one of these, yeah, yoga instructor and all, and I hope you start.
I really want to start because it's like their lifestyle over there. Because if you think about it, you're going to wake up to sun every single day there, whether it's cold or not. So, like, why not wake up and just go and do like a CrossFit or something? Like, you would think about it, whereas we wake up as miserable every day. That's not going to motivate you.
Are you going to get big, sexy over there?
I'd love to do that before work. I would love
saucy yoga out in the sun doing CrossFit and all. Awesome. All the guys have a mad horn for you.
Yeah, but apparently I wouldn't even do anything like that because Peter's built different.
Right, so come here and I tell you.
No.
How did we go from construction to the gym? I think you'll go to gym. I think you're a fairy when it comes to having to do anything manual labour wise.
Why?
Because I just think you're a bit of an L one like that.
I used to work at Poxy Skechers Stockwearing for
five years.
Let me see you.
You used to have to lift up a pair of pumps every day, Carly.
Let me see you go into that stock room that was back to front and different numbers. Very confusing. No. And on that, no.
Righto, lads. We will talk to you the next time. It was lovely being back. We'll stick a question box up on the page.
Carly will, because she's the best at that, because I can't even spell.
For what you want to speak about and hear about the next time. But yeah, lads, thank you for tuning in as always and chat to you next time.
And Viv, thanks for coming in and doing this because Ian is still fucking away. Love yous.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.